It is Tuesday, February 25th, 2025, 2:25:25. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines as you start your day. And there's a lot going on, so let's get to it. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Yesterday, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron got together at the White House. One of the major topics of conversation was the war in Ukraine. Yesterday was the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The two of them, Trump and Macron, have very different views on the war. They talked about possible ways of bringing it to an end. They said they both want peace, but while Macron condemns Putin as a dictator, Trump condemns Ukrainian President Zelensky as a dictator. This is a switch for the U.S. Since Trump took office, our stance on the war has changed. We just voted against the UN resolution, essentially siding with Russia. So things were a little tense at times between Trump and Macron, but they both expressed their desires to end the war after two full years. All right, okay, on to sports. First, pretty scary one. A bus carrying the IU Indianapolis men's basketball team caught fire. They were driving Sunday night home to Indiana from a game in Kentucky, and poof, went up. It's reported that everyone got off the bus without injury, so that's great, but a lot of personal items were lost. So far, all we really know is that it was a mechanical issue. The Eagles have been trending the last couple days after it came out that they were rejecting an invitation to visit the White House following their Super Bowl win. I saw a lot of people, a lot of Trump supporters online coming down hard on the team, but it turns out they did not decline their invite. That was not true. The word from inside their organization now is, if invited, the Eagles will accept. Lastly here, today is the third season premiere of Full Swing on Netflix, a docuseries about a handful of professional golfers. Season 3 is out today on Netflix. On to some entertainment headlines this morning. Still sports related. Justin Bieber and Steve Carell were among a group of celebs and hockey players that just came together for a good cause. Skate for LA Strong. That was the name of the event. Bieber even got into a playful little fight with hockey legend Jeremy Roenick. They were all together raising money for victims of the wildfires there in Southern California. Vince Vaughn and Kobe Smulders were the coaches for the team that ended up winning this little mini tournament. Will Ferrell, Snoop Dogg, Danny DeVito, they were all out there coaching as well. I'm sure they brought in a ton of cash. Good stuff. In feud news, this is kind of crazy, but the latest episode of Pod Meets World had some drama. About 55 minutes in, the tone changed, and the actress Maitland Ward accused the host of the show, Danielle Fischel, of being mean to her on the set of Girl Meets World. It got real. It got tense. The conversation eventually calmed down a bit, but if you're invested in that show at all, you should go listen to that episode for sure. Another feud. This one was in the street. Alec Baldwin was confronted by a Trump impersonator who called him a murderer. Alec lost it and said if the camera wasn't there, he would snap his neck. It did not get physical, just verbal. Lastly, some good news and baby news. Sammy from the Jersey Shore is pregnant. She and her fiancé Justin are expecting their first child. Congratulations. Moving on to movie and TV news. The release date for the next Spider-Man movie was just pushed back a bit, and it's all thanks to Christopher Nolan. His highly anticipated movie, The Odyssey, is scheduled to come out July 17th of next year. Tom Holland is in that movie. Tom Holland is Spider-Man. So to give some space, Spidey 4 has been pushed back to July 31st. And again, this is next year I'm talking about, 2026, so it's going to be a while. And also in the Spider-Man universe, Venom The Last Dance is streamable. Now, it hits Netflix today. From Spider-Man to He-Man, we just got our first look at Nicholas Galitzine as He-Man in the upcoming Masters of the Universe movie. That's also coming out next summer, June of 2026. Jared Leto is cast as Skeletor. Skeletor was always my favorite villain when I was a kid. Anyway, that first image of He-Man is up in the Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod. In TV news, Star Wars fans, this one's for you. I've got a trailer up this morning for Season 2 of Andor. That'll be on Disney Plus April 22nd at First Thing Pod to see that. In TV news, Lester Holt is leaving NBC Nightly News. He's had that show for over a decade. It's not clear who will take over for him. He is now moving full-time to Dateline. Lastly here, another thing to watch today. Peacock has the premiere of a documentary called Matthew Perry, a Hollywood tragedy. That is out today. Okay, on to music. First off, a real big bummer in the music world. Grammy winner Roberta Flack passed away. She was one of the biggest artists in the 70s. Killing Me Softly, that was her song. The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, another one, a bunch of hits. She announced a few years ago that she had ALS and could no longer sing. It's very sad, and now it's reported that she passed away yesterday. She was 88 years old. In other news, we just found out a few more performers at this weekend's Oscars. We knew that Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are supposedly opening the show. And now we know that Doja Cat, Lisa from Blackpink, Queen Latifah, and Ray will also take that stage. Wu-Tang Clan just announced their final tour, Wu-Tang Forever, The Final Chamber. That's the name of the tour. They're going to have my faves, Run the Jewels, out with them opening their shows. They're going to do 27 dates. It all starts June 6th in Baltimore. I can post those dates if you want to see them. If you're a Wu-Tang fan, they're up in the stories. The Backstreet Boys just added more dates to their Vegas residency, Inside the Sphere. Neil Young also confirmed his upcoming tour. I mentioned that a couple days ago. It's official now. I have those dates up there as well at First Thing Pod. In other concert news, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but Billy McFarland just confirmed that Fyre Festival 2 is happening. The last weekend in May, this dude spent 4 years in prison for scamming people. No performers have been announced yet, but tickets are going for up to $1.1 million. Buyer beware. In new music news, a couple things. Morgan Wallen just shared a new song called Superman on his Instagram. He said it's the first time he's put out a song about his son. And lastly, Lizzo is back. She just teased her return. She's got a new song called Love in Real Life coming this Friday. I'll link her little teaser video up in the stories as well. Some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. In political news, Kash Patel, who was just sworn in on Friday as the new FBI director, has appointed Dan Bongino as the new deputy director of the FBI. Dan is a former police officer and Secret Service agent, but more recently, he's been a well-known conservative media personality, a podcaster, radio host. Critics of this choice are pointing to the fact that he has no FBI experience, and now he is the number two guy at the Bureau. It does sound like he'll be giving up his podcast and other forms of media to take the job. More news out of D.C. A group of unions representing federal workers are suing over the Trump administration's recent demand that they justify their jobs. They're saying the group that sent that email, the Office of Personnel Management, does not have the authority to make that demand. This is good news. More jobs. Apple just announced a huge new manufacturing plant in Houston, which means thousands of jobs. It's scheduled to open in 2026. The company said they're planning on spending $500 billion in the U.S. over the next few years. That's big. In food and beverage news, Starbucks just announced that they'll be cutting about 1,000 corporate jobs and removing 13 drinks from their menu. They're trying to simplify the ordering process. So as of March 4th, things like the espresso frappuccino and the iced matcha lemonade will no longer be options. They're trying to improve efficiency, and there will be more menu cuts to come. Another brand in the news, Duolingo. Turns out that owl faked his own death. He's back. The owl posted on Instagram, "Faking my death was the test and you all passed." It's a very weird marketing strategy, but it got people talking. Lastly here, I always end the show with some good news. This one happened in Utah. Kind of a scary story with a happy ending. A father-son duo were out hiking and they got lost. They were stranded overnight with not much gear to keep them safe. Luckily, they found a backpack with pretty much everything they would need. Water, blankets, flares, a small tent, all inside this backpack. What a find. It turns out that a 15-year-old kid named Levi had left it behind. He also got stranded and rescued in that same area. It was like a month ago, and he accidentally left his bag behind. Good thing he did. He commented on this whole thing after it came out, and he said it's pretty cool knowing the supply kit he packed ended up saving some lives. I love that. Very cool. Be careful out there. And the show is over now. The show is over now. Okay. As always, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the support. Hope you have a great Tuesday. Man, it was last week this time we had snow days for the kids. Today it's going to be close to 70 degrees here in Nashville. So I hope it's nice wherever you are. Make it a good one. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Please tell your friends about this show.